This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Almost everyone passed the Fed stress test. Almost. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The majority of large U.S. banks passed the Fed's annual stress test exam. This is the test that the Fed does to assess how a bank would fare under some kind of financial strain. Deutsche Bank, however, failed entirely. The Fed said the German bank had widespread and critical deficiencies across its capital planning practices. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs did okay, but the Fed says they're not allowed to increase their dividends or stock buybacks. Voters in Mexico go to the polls on Sunday for nationwide elections to pick a new president, members of Congress, and regional and local leaders. The front-runner for president, by a long shot, is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, known by his initials AMLO. He promises to take the country in a very different direction from the more conservative government of current president Enrique Peña Nieto, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador!
Huge crowds attended AMLO's end-of-campaign rally this week in Mexico City. He's running on a platform of change to fight corruption and income inequality. Latin American Studies professor Mark Jones at Rice University says if AMLO wins, the U.S. will face a different kind of leader.
The left-wing populist who wants more statism, more government intervention, and more aggressive relations with the United States.
Monica DiBoli at the Peterson Institute is skeptical the new government will be so leftist, given who AMLO's already tapped as possible cabinet members.
These are U.S.-trained economists, most of them, and they're all free traders. They're all very supportive of NAFTA.
Mexico's economy depends heavily on exporting manufactured goods to the U.S. So any rise in tensions over renegotiating NAFTA or migrant border crossings could hurt the Mexican economy down the road. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.4% range, with the Dow future up 101 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.84%. If you've ever tried to post an Instagram video that has pretty much any music that is not your own, you've probably found that Instagram took it down due to copyright concerns. Well, that might change for you. TechCrunch reports that thanks to Facebook deals with record labels, deals that Snapchat doesn't have, by the way, thousands of songs will be available to use on Instagram, as if you needed another reason to spend more time on Insta.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace delivers public service journalism that matters. Now, you can help us do it by becoming a Marketplace investor today. And right now, your donation in any amount could unlock a $25,000 challenge from Candida if we meet our fiscal year goal of 6,000 donors by June 30th. Contribute today at marketplace.org to support the news you trust.
If you are wealthy or even just doing all right, banking is free and interest rates are low. If you don't make a ton of money, you can pay through the nose for even simple financial services. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado, where he's been talking to a guy who set out to learn what life is like financially for people who aren't mega wealthy.
Like Shakespeare's Prince Hal, who went undercover as a common soldier to find out what was really going on, Dan Shulman, CEO of that $100 billion online payments company PayPal, has borrowed the strategy in the name of what he calls financial inclusion. Dan, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, David. Thanks for having me.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
So I was in New York City. I went to cash checking places. I went to pay my cable bill. I actually paid it at Time Warner. I waited in line for that. I went to a money order center. I went to a Western Union. By the way, at a Western Union, You have to give like a password that the other side can give. And of course, my daughter forgot it. So I had to go back and stand in line to do it again. You don't think about these things, but the small inconveniences and the ability to be a productive citizen, if you're underserved or outside the financial system, it's very, very difficult.
And you encourage your PayPal team, your employees, to try this too?
Actually, it's a requirement for us. I think managing and moving money should be a right for every citizen. It just shouldn't be, you know, a privilege of the affluent. And we're in a very fortunate position, PayPal, in that we use technology in a way that can make basic transactions easier to do, more accessible. I mean, really, you are doing those transactions right from the palm of your hand on your smartphone. We can do it at 50 to 80% less cost. And so think about that. If there's $170 billion being spent today, if we could even return 10% of that, maybe 20% of that, to those who most need it, that's tens of billions of dollars that you could return to the population that today is, for the most part, excluded from the opportunities of the digital economy, who rail against the system. I mean, they're not voting one way or another, just voting against the system because they feel the system has let them down, and in many ways it has. So we really need to step up as companies.
You're actually connecting this, Dan, to the big story of our age, which is the polarization of politics in America. Yep. Some of it's driven by, you've just argued, economic insecurity.
Oh, I'd absolutely argue that. My favorite quote of democracy is that democracy needs to be more than two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. So think about that. That means we have to rise above our own self-interest for democracy to flourish. But how do you expect people to rise above their own self-interest when they're struggling to make ends meet? And so I think if we can help to establish at least some level of financial health, saving them money on transactions, saving them time, allowing small businesses to get working capital where people won't loan to them, I think if you can start to make a difference one at a time, maybe that starts an evolution and maybe eventually a revolution in the way we think about financial services.
Dan Shulman, CEO of PayPal, thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you head over to marketplace.org, you can hear more of David's conversation, including why PayPal doesn't want to be a bank and how it plans to monetize Venmo, another part of its business. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer is Brian Allison. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.